In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third week of the blessed month of Kiyak, and we continue our journey through the first chapter in the Gospel of St. Luke, and it comes from verse 39 to 56, and it speaks to us about the St. Mary's visitation to Elizabeth. And it speaks here when Elizabeth, or it says here that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb for joy. And she cried out after she was filled with the Holy Spirit and said, "But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Actually, some of the church fathers say that this exchange between the greeting of Mary and Elizabeth was actually an exchange between our Lord and Savior and St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, when he heard the greeting of Mary and the Lord Jesus who was in her womb, he leapt for joy as a response to hearing the voice of the Mother of God. And all of this happened prior to both of their birth. So they were still in the womb of the wombs of their mother. But they will soon meet again. After this meeting, they'll meet in the waters of the Jordan. This exchange between them is kind of, you know, if we consider like in our time, before we meet somebody somewhere, what do? In order to arrange where we're going, we call them on the cell phone, right? So this exchange between our Lord and St. John the Baptist was their spiritual cell phone, their cell phone call before their meeting in the water of the Jordan. So in essence, the message of today is actually a message for us. It's God's call to salvation. It's God calling us to salvation. And the question will be, what will be our response to this call? To make it easy, I've kind of likened it to a cell phone call so we can kind of remember it. You have three options when you receive a cell phone call. The first one is to hit ignore. And actually, these examples come from the readings that the church arranged from last night in Vespers and today. So the first message comes from the Vesper Gospels last night. For those of us who attended, it spoke about a man with an unclean spirit. And when the Lord came to him, he didn't say anything. The man screamed with his voice and said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?" So when we hit that ignore button, it's as if we're being as this man saying, "Leave us alone, God. We hear you calling, but we don't want to answer you right now." And the problem is, people who might hit ignore, why might we hit ignore when we receive a phone call? We don't care to talk to the person in front of us. We don't want to hear their message. Unfortunately, those of us who hit ignore when God calls, we don't understand what God wants to do with us. We don't understand why He came. He came because He loved us. He has something very precious and something very glorious in heaven that He wants to share with us. So He's calling us out of love to share in this with Him. And He also desires us to be perfect as He is perfect. Anybody that lives with Him must be perfect as He is perfect. So He wants to come and change us to make us perfect as Himself. And how are we transformed, or how are we going to be made perfect? We're transformed into His likeness. Christ, the Lord God, was the only man who lived on earth without sin. So He wants us to be the same. He wants us to be perfect. So He works in us through the Holy Spirit to transform us to be like Christ without spot or blemish. So those who don't desire to have an exchange with God and reject all of these things are those who hit ignore and say, "Let us alone." And the Lord also said about the Jews, he said to them, or he said of them, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. So the Lord taught with the Jews in the temple and the Pharisees, but they were not willing to hear him. When they heard him, they hit ignore. They didn't want to pay attention to him. So the first thing we can do when we receive the call to salvation is hit ignore, and God forbid we do so. The second thing we do when we receive a cell phone call is we have a nice button that says go to voicemail. And what the go to voicemail button is you're telling God, not right now. The time's not right. So when we hit or we tell somebody to go to voicemail, we're telling them that the time isn't right. We have, you know, too much to do at the present time, and I can't answer the phone call right now. And this we read in the Acts of today. We read, it comes from chapter 7, which is the discourse of St. Stephen before he was martyred. And in it, he speaks about many things. And among them, he spoke about how God saved the people of Israel through Moses. And he says something in chapter 7, verse 37. It says, and in their hearts, who's speaking about the people of Israel, they turned back to Egypt, saying to Aaron, make us gods to go before us. As for this Moses, who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. So when you get a phone call, if you hit ignore, you don't want to talk to them. If you goes to voicemail, it's probably somebody you have some kind of relationship with, but just the time isn't right for whatever reason. Maybe the phone call might take too long, or whatever the reasons that you send it to voicemail. And the people of Israel, they had a relationship with God, but after Moses went up, and then he told them, okay, I'm going to go up to the mountain and speak with God. And then he was absent for just, you know, a few days. And then he started to get the message from God. And the people said to Aaron, come, let's make ourselves an idol, for we don't know what's come of this Moses. So they had a relationship. They knew God, but the timing wasn't right. They didn't want to wait for that, for Moses to return. So they took things into their own hands. So the going to voicemail is as if we're postponing dealing with a particular issue. And when it comes to God, we shouldn't postpone anything when it comes to God. Our Lord gave us an example of this in the parable of the Great Supper. He invited many people to supper, and he told the servants to go out and get everybody that they could and invite them to the supper. So it says in Luke 14, it says, come, for all things are now ready, but they all are not, but they all with one accord began to make excuses. And it says some of them said that they had land to tend to, some of them had cattle to tend to, some got married and couldn't come. So the postponement of our spiritual renewal or our spiritual turning back to God is what this go to voicemail is. When God calls us and wants us to be perfect and wants to transform us into something even better than what we currently are, we should never say to him that it's a bad time, God. And unfortunately, sometimes that's what we do. When we pray to God and we say, God, I want you to change my life. I want you to help me in such and such. I want you to help me be perfect. Get me victory over the sins that I've committed over and over again. We say all these things. But then when the time comes and says, and God sits at the door of our heart and says, okay, the time is now. I'm going to change. And we say, now's not the good time. I have people over. I have things to do. I have work. I'm at work. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And begin to make excuses and postpone the renewing and that God has planned for us. So the first we said we can hit ignore. The second we can send a voicemail. And the third is a little bit better when we actually answer the phone call. That we answer the phone call are kind of like our friends and family members who call us. And, we want to have a conversation with them and we like to speak with him or her. Why? Maybe sometimes I like to share, we share our experiences with one another, what they did today, what we're going to do, and if God wills, and things like that. So you want to have a conversation with him. And this is, it was exemplified in the Pauline epistle of today. In Romans, it comes from Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. It said, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which are not which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope in hope believed. So he's speaking here about our father Abraham, who had this dialogue with God, and God promised him to have a son. And when it says here, who contrary to hope in hope believed, contrary to hope because it was unheard of that somebody who was 90 or 100 years old is going to have a child. That's unheard of. So contrary to that statement of them being able to conceive in that long age, he still believed and he had hope in God, and God fulfilled it. So because of his relationship with him, he had this development of in a relationship with God. He had a relationship, he had an experience with God. This is not a bad place to be. This is a good place to be. When we have a relationship with God and we experience how he deals with us and we learn from it and we build from glory to glory, as St. Paul says, we move, you know, stepwise upward. However, there's one last thing. So we said we can ignore the call, we can send it to voicemail, and we can pick up the call. But there's something a little bit better than that. And that is to actually pick up the phone and tell God, hey, we need to talk. And this was exemplified in the Matins Gospel of the Canaanite woman. Now, the Canaanite woman had a son who was ill, or demon-possessed, I'm sorry, and she wanted the Lord to heal them. And at that time, the Canaanites, she was Gentile. She wasn't even the people of Israel. So she had no right really to be close to God or nor with the disciples or anything. But this is what she said. She cried out to God and she said, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. And then it says in the gospel that he didn't answer her. So, you know, he let it go and just, you know, maybe she'll just go away. God never wants us just to go away, but he's getting to something even better at the end. And then she said, and then the disciples came to him and said, send her away, for she cries out for us. So now the disciples are saying, you know, send her away because she's really annoying us. And then the Lord said, I was not sent to her. He said to her, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So now he's telling her, you're not of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we have really no dealing with each other. But yet she didn't go away. She stayed on that phone call and she said, we're going to have a dialogue here. Then the Canaanite woman, she worshiped him and said, Lord, help me. That utter despair and anguish that we have when we have no one else to turn to, we turn to God and say, Lord, help me. We have nowhere else to go but you. This is the state of the Canaanite woman and what made her so great. Then the Lord said to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So he's speaking, the bread here is the word of God, the message of salvation. And to the dogs, he just means to the Gentiles, because his initial plan was to give the message to the people of Israel and through them spread it to the whole world. But she still remained, even though it may seem a little harsh, she remained persistent. And said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Amazing, her persistence and her desire to speak with God and for her, for the deliverance of her son and for her to meet him. It's one of those that are unmatched in New Testament. And the Lord replied and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And it says from that moment, her son was healed. So she earnestly desired something from the Lord and sought after it with all of her heart. Do we desire our salvation in this manner? do we want to actually pick up the phone call, the phone, and call the Lord Jesus and say, come to me? Or do we, when we, you know, Abuna tells us to go, I want you to pray the morning and evening vespers, or morning and evening prayers in Egbeya, we say one psalm or half a psalm. You know, we try to take yani the means of less resistance and the easiest thing to do. We try to just do enough just to get by. So, in conclusion, the question of today is, what is our response going to be when the call of salvation comes knocking at our door? When God says, I'm calling you now and I'm coming into your life, are we going to ignore him and say, no, we don't want you, Lord, far be it from us, we don't want you? Or are we going to say, put him to voicemail and say, Lord, the timing isn't quite right. I'll come to you whenever I'm ready and I'll return the call. Or are we going to answer and say, Lord, I want to talk to you, I want to tell you what's going on in my life? Or are we going to do what's even greater and better and say, Lord, we need to talk. I need you and I desire you. May God grant us all to go from glory to glory and to truly hunger and thirst for righteousness, and he will surely fill us as he said. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.